saw it. From the start of that game, can you almost believe that he got the win? I mean, because the start was so poor. I mean, down 13-5, he's made like 3 of 18 shots. Nothing's going well.
Yeah, it was a tough start for us. But I think we did a pretty good job of regrouping. The whole game was just kind of foggy. It was a weird pace to it. It was a weird, you know, the way they defended us. They did a lot of different things. So, you know, it was a foggy game, but we handled it well. We got the win.
As Sean said, a lot of it was that Thursday-Saturday turnaround. You guys had that last week. You understand what that can do to a team?
Oh, yeah. It's tough. I mean, it's just something you got to handle well mentally. Definitely, you know, everyone's going to be tired once you have that quick turnaround. So, you know, I think we handled it well.
Do you think that last outbound possession was ever going to end? I mean, they got the 2 3-pointers of the ball that's outbound. They get to take it again, but you fortunately got that one.
Big Tony made a play. That's all I got to say. I think I played the guy the wrong way and let him go to the corner. So, great play on Tony.
Tony, take us through that block.
I remember Peter coming to me and he say, may a big play, like steal the ball or do something. On my mind, I was like, this ball is not going to, it's not going to a 3-point line. And then I just saw myself close to the guy who shoot the three. And I say, I'm just going to put my hands up. Coach Kenny say, no foul. And I'm glad I got the block.
You said no foul. Did you turn around and look to make sure that there wasn't one called? Or did you feel like there was no way?
No, when I feel the ball, I just, like, start running to a bench. I didn't want to see the ref calling a foul or anything like that.
Did Coach Kennedy say that in the...
Yes, he said no foul. He said just overplay the 3-point line and please do not foul nobody.
Did he say please?
No, probably. But...
to your knowledge, did Robert hear the chance of one more year and things like that? Did he react to that at all?
No, he saw the sign. The sign was really cool, actually. The one more year sign. I didn't even hear the chant. I just saw the sign.
No, I heard him. But, I mean, he just laughed. He pointed at his dad. He was sitting on the, like... where they sit, and he showed his dad, like, hey, look at the sign. And I don't know, it was funny.
I mean, that side of Hampton really didn't make free throws really well, but just the bulk of them, the match you got to take was maybe the difference in the game.
Yeah, I mean, came down to, we shot a lot of free throws. I mean, 37. Wow. We made 26 of them, so we've been shooting our free throws much better lately, I feel, as a team. So that was big. It was just real big. JC was 9 for 10. Rob was 7 for 10. It's big.
Couple more. Did you say anything, Avery, Jr.? After,
I just was like, good game. During the game, he always, you know, he always says little things here and there, but... I just told him, you got to score the ball if you don't talk to me.
So little things means trash.
Yeah, a little bit of trash. He's just a little Avery. That's what he does. It was fun, though. It was fun playing against him and Coach Avery.
Coach,